This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
New questions this morning about President Trump's health after he made a sudden, unannounced, unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Medical Center over the weekend. Now, the White House says it was regular testing as part of his annual physical, but a source tells CNN the visit did not follow the usual protocol for a routine presidential exam. CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is live with us. So, Sanjay, what do you see here?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that it did not fit protocol, follow protocol, not only from previous administrations, but from this administration. In the past, the White House did alert people that the president was going to have a physical exam. It was planned. As you might imagine, it's a big deal for the president to show up at the hospital. Doesn't sound like everyone at the hospital knew about this. So there were several protocols that were broken here. Also, this idea that he went in for the first phase of a physical exam. That's very typically not how it's done. In fact, many of the things that they said he had done at Walter Reed, physical exam, basic lab work, I think was the quote, that can be done at the White House as well. So it does sort of raise this question, what was necessary at Walter Reed that couldn't be done at the White House? Why was it being done a few months early? Stephanie Grisham, who's the president's spokesperson, has said very clearly, look, this was due to any new symptoms the president was having, but I think any medical person, that would be the first question they would ask. Patient shows up, somewhat of an unannounced surprise visit to the hospital. What's going on? What prompted this visit? We don't know the answer to that. We may never know the answer to that. There's no requirement that the president, the White House, disclose that information, so we may never know, but it is really odd, you know, in terms of how this unfolded.
We're live. It's November 18th, Monday, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. Well, I went to bed last night at about 9 o'clock, and I woke up this morning, and I had all these calls that I'd better check in with some of my sources concerning Trump's unannounced, unscheduled visit to a military hospital Saturday, and then I began to notice there was almost no coverage of it. At first, they'd mentioned it on Sunday, but then no coverage, a blackout on it. And then I started making some phone calls back to the people that had called me, and then I made more phone calls this morning. And it's been quite the story in the background of the food testers and the fact that, obviously, the deep state wants to poison the president. That's been going on to imperial leaders and presidents for as long as this country's been around, and, of course, for thousands of years before that with kings and queens and lords and ladies. This is how power behind the throne always tries to take people out very, very quietly so they don't become martyrs. Alexander the Great was obviously poisoned. Many, many other people were poisoned. Woodrow Wilson was poisoned, and they said he had a stroke and then lived a few months after that, but he was able to write from that point by dictating and exposed the deep state that had manipulated him that he then fought back against, but he first called for the New World Order. So I can tell you exclusively at InfoWars.com and also NaturalNews.com, because Mike's a great researcher and writer. He helped me get this out as quickly as possible this morning, along with Kit Daniels. We have those exclusive reports on InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Right now, exclusive, President Trump makes unscheduled stop at military hospital to undergo battery of tests for possible deliberate poisoning of food with time-delayed chemical agent. Food tester gravely ill, reportedly, White House connected source says. And I've made phone calls to some of the folks that have other sources in the White House, and the calls came back, oh, absolutely. They just say it's common knowledge. There have been multiple attempts on the president's life, and that we should look at the Secret Service agent that died in July of 2018 while in Scotland with the president. He was young and in great shape, died on the spot from some type of cyanide-like weapon. That all got swept under the rug very, very quickly. Stay with us. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Lightning Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is a world exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times, the New York Post, CNN, others are saying it's a mystery why the president Saturday, with a lot of really concerned-looking Secret Service, pulled in a train of armored SUVs to the Walter Reed Emergency Military Hospital with the president. And then suddenly, it was in the news and it was out of the news. Very little coverage of this. Well, I got up this morning, this happened Saturday, but didn't break till Sunday, and I had a lot of people calling me. So I made some phone calls, and I called some reporters that I know have other sources. I'll just leave it at that. And they said it's common knowledge there have been multiple attempts on the president from the very early days, and that indeed they have been trying to slowly drug him at first. That's what our sources said 2.5 years ago. We're going to play that clip coming up. And that now they've just gone right towards trying to debilitate him or kill the president. And I can tell you that those reports we put out on air at the time were picked up by the Secret Service, who said that they were told to call me from the president and to brief them. And so I have briefed the Secret Service twice, and I'll be happy if the Secret Service calls me today to talk to them as well. Obviously, this is the left hand and the right hand knowing what's going on, but pretending like they're not communicating. This isn't something that the White House wants to put out in a big national announcement. They just wanted to go directly to the listeners that this is indeed going on and is how surrounded the president is. That's why he sends out trusted members of the Secret Service to get him fast food, to pick it up at random restaurants, to go to hole in the walls, because the president knows that he's being targeted probably more than any leader in history for poisoning. Now, yeah, there it is, London Guardian. Please print me that. Donald Trump eats McDonald's for fear of being poisoned. That says it all. Now, it was Roger Stone first broke that here on air 2.5 years ago. Now, why do you think they wanted Roger Stone in prison? Because he was talking to the president every other day for sometimes an hour at a time. And obviously, it's not a secret now that he met secretly with the president a few times, and I'll just leave it at that. That's the president's right to meet with who he wants. And that's when they fired up the whole fake Mueller report and probe so that the lawyers could tell Trump, don't talk to Stone, don't talk to Jones, don't talk to any of your supporters. YouTube, of course, is very aggressively run around taking our videos down. Roger Stone talks Trump poisoning, Schiller resignation, and more. Yeah, getting rid of his longtime confidant so they could go after him. September 13th, 2017. But we have that censored block report. We're going to be airing parts of it in the second hour. It's going to be reposted in minutes to InfoWars.com. If you just joined us, the president's unannounced visit, according to our sources, was because one of his food testers ate the food, but they also use high-tech electronics and chemical testing to scan his food. But he still doesn't trust it and normally just baits and switches them and has trusted aides go to random fast food places. And again, that's been in the news. Broke in 2018, mainstream news. We told you about it in 2017 because Roger Stone talked to the president about it. And Roger said, are you being careful about poisoning? And they had a long conversation about it that Roger relayed part of back to me. The rest of it was in confidence. But Trump believed at one point that they were doing something to his food. And now we have Secret Service connections and others that have identified it with the test, what's going on. So this is super dangerous what you're hearing here on air. We exposed Fiona Hill, General McMaster, big Soros operatives. We exposed by name here on this broadcast with investigative journalist Eric Sierra Mala. Do they want to arrest you if you say his name? Now, that attempt to stop us has collapsed, thanks to Rand Paul and others. But that's how crazy all of this has gotten and how dangerous. So when I get up here and I say, hey, I'm sticking my head in a lion's mouth, I'm not doing it to sell tickets at a circus. I'm doing it because somebody's got to do it. But we're not up here just saying this. I was approached by Secret Service at the RNC 3.5 years ago in July in Cleveland. And they said, yeah, we hate Hillary, too. She's terrible. You know about her medical problems. And I said, well, I've heard about it. She had a brain tumor. And they said, listen, you need to put a team on her everywhere she goes. And I said, well, I only have a few teams. They said, listen, you need to make the teams. And we're going to give you more info in the next month. Well, it actually took 2 months, and they wouldn't go to the telephone, and they actually came to Austin. I'm going to leave it at that. And they also met with Joe Biggs because of his Michael Hastings reporting, and they blew his car up. And it doesn't mean Joe Biggs or I are the coolest guys in the world. It just means we're willing to risk our lives. And they said, listen, she got a black ambulance. She's having convulsions every 45 minutes. So they had to take her off the drugs so she can give a speech, so she's not dopey, but then she tends to have them, and she's going to have an emergency surgery, and they wouldn't give us any more information. I then had Pachinik, who's got all the connections in the CIA. He used to run major operations. And he said, yes, indeed, multiple brain tumor surgeries, convulsions falling down. And then she collapsed in New York City 1 week after Millie caught her on tape collapsing in a tent, them running in there with the stretchers and the rest of it. So when I tell you we have these sources, we have them. Now, Millie has talked to some of her sources and confirmed the information I had, but she got even more. And I'm going to just let her go as far as she wants to go. But Millie broke the big Kentucky election fraud information, and she just continues to be a real news hound. And so I was literally about to call her this morning, and she started texting me about this. And so as we speak, she is on the phone getting more information. But it is well known. And there's Millie right there, your TV viewer. You see her literally following Hillary and then her being taken with a bunch of emergency vehicles into a tent for an hour with the guy with the EpiPen at her side before she came out and gave the speech an hour later looking like she'd been struck by a bolt of lightning. And you saw her a week later collapse on 9/11 in New York City. And the media would cut the point when she collapsed and say, oh, we just made it up. They wouldn't show you the collapse part. They said it was fake news. No, none of this is fake news. And believe me, I don't enjoy sticking my neck out like this, but it's what has to be done. So I do amp myself up, and then at a certain point start enjoying it. And it's sick, and I've repented for it. I prayed a lot this weekend. It's not good when I get in the craze mode, and I apologize. But I'm asking God to lead, God to direct me, and that I don't get too worldly in this thing, because I'll be honest, I start enjoying the danger, and it's sick, and it's not right. the beer for my children. But the point is that this is very, very real, ladies and gentlemen. And the president's very, very fatalistic about this. He's going to carry it out. But they don't want to just shoot him like Reagan, turning him into a hero or a martyr, or like Kennedy. They want to just slowly poison him, debilitate him, and say, 25th Amendment, he's mentally ill. And they want to give him a dose of something that makes him extremely sick. And the word is, he's so tough, that's Scott German, that they think he's been hit before from the test, but I'm not allowed, they're not allowed to even tell me the specifics. They just gave me generalities. They said it's like cyanides, one of the things, and antipsychotics, where if you're not psychotic and they put it in little dosages, can also make you think you're going crazy. So they wanted to do a 25th Amendment deal, but he just bulled it off and just plowed through it. Poorly, they drugged him once on Air Force One, too. That's when you see him stumbling off the plane. And so now they're going to go to really bad stuff. But looks like they missed again, and the food tester got hit, like the Secret Service agent that collapsed and died when he was a food tester in Scotland for the president. It's all coming up. The deep state is moving. Stay with us. We've got exclusives straight ahead.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host on this Monday, November 18th, 2019 global broadcast. And President Trump made an unexpected rushed visit. I've seen the footage of it at Walter Reed. We played it at the start of the show. Of the Secret Service in to do a battery of tests. Now, they tried to spin it that, well, he just did his annual exam a little early. Well, we're told that folks in the White House are concerned that they may have tried to poison him. They were doing the test to see if, indeed, he did have any of this in his body, and that reportedly in an individual that did come down as sick, they found a byproduct of a particular type of slow-acting poison. And by slow-acting, it doesn't hit you right away, so that way then the food gets cleaned up, it gets thrown away, and then a day later or so, you start getting really ill, and then it's hard to track it. Now, again, you don't want to assassinate somebody like Trump. It turns him into a martyr. So the way you take out a king or an emperor or a president that you don't like is either slowly poisoning them to debilitate them, or you drug them with chemicals that will make them act loopy so you can remove them via the 25th Amendment, which we told you on September 11th, 2017, that's when the broadcast was. We're going to air that next hour, part of it. Roger Stone and I, that indeed White House sources believe that chemicals to debilitate the president were being put into his food. And I can tell you, the president, we told you at the time, was also concerned. That was later confirmed by the New York Times and the London Guardian the next year. In January of 2018, a few months later, I guess three, 4 months later, that indeed the president did get fast food and did send out aides he trusted to do this and the Secret Service. And you have the Attorney General on Friday giving a speech saying that there is a civil war with the deep state trying to overthrow the executive branch and the election, and that we're in a war. I'm going to play that clip next segment, and then Bill Maher goes on HBO and says, we don't want a civil war. I guess so. And Obama gave a similar speech the same day. Oh, that way if something happened bad to Trump a few days later, because the poison had already been delivered. Oh, see, they were calling for peace and reconciliation even before the president would have a stroke and die or be debilitated magically right on time. This is the way this works throughout history. In fact, most kings' courts had poisoning. Most monarchs never lived out their lives. They would end up being poisoned to death. But then rarely would it be exposed that it happened until later. They've tested the bodies of monarchs buried in famous tombs in London and in Paris, and they have poisons in them. They died of poisons. And you've got the CIA, the rogue state, saying, thank God for the deep state, we're going to overthrow the president, just 2 weeks ago on C-SPAN. You've got Sierra Ramallah in there, and the fake whistleblower, and they're getting their asses kicked in the deep state. So what are they going to do? Trump said last week, we're kicking their ass. They're like, that's it. We'll show him. And we're told by our sources, look into this, July 18th of last year, Secret Service agent dies after suffering stroke on the job with Trump. 42-year-old, in great shape, Special Agent Noel E. Remigen was working on a protection for national security advisor John Bolton on the midnight shift when he was found to be unresponsive by colleagues at Trump's Turnberry Resort. He died of a stroke, we're told. Let's go to Millie Weaver for the balance of the hour. Millie, I know you've been working this very closely. We were both working on the same time. I was literally about to call you. Cut my workout short this morning because this was so important. I was 10 minutes into it, and I was about to call you. I just told my personal trainer I was working out with, while I was warming up, I'm going to have to cut this off and just work out the next 4 days because I got to get on this. I got to call Millie Weaver. And obviously, just like Mike Cernovich has had White House sources that are excellent, you've got some great sources. We've had sources. Those have been basically cut off except through our intermediaries. My intermediaries have confirmed exactly the information you revealed to me without me even telling you what I've been told. You've told me via text that since then, that was an hour or two ago that we've last talked, that you've learned more. So run through exactly what we know is going on and the revelation that it's well known there's been attempts and that that's why he sends people out to get his food and won't eat the food in the White House. So this is incredible, Millie, and it fits into the whole climate we're seeing of kill the president, remove the president, attack his supporters, go to their houses. The New York Times calling for his assassination, plays in Central Park, calling for him to be killed like Caesar. I mean, they're failing on every front. Next is the false flag to demonize the president and or assassination. Millie Weaver.
There have been many attempts to take out President Trump. You just don't hear about it that much in the mainstream media because there's always cover stories. Now, what we know is that President Trump went to the hospital Saturday. He went to the hospital, and that's not typical to go to the hospital unannounced, unscheduled for the president. And they're using the story that it was for an annual exam. He's just doing it early. Well, we know that the annual exams are once a year, and it has been 9 months since his last annual exam. So it's a cover story. It's very clear. Then my sources reached out and basically gave me the behind-the-scenes story. There was a food tester, Secret Service food tester, that got ill after testing and eating the food, but whatever it was, it must have been a slow-acting chemical because it didn't like immediately react chemically in the blood system. So that allowed Trump to also consume the food as well. And so because the Secret Service food tester ended up going to the hospital and hospital saying that his illness was caused by ingestion, the safe thing to do was then to have the president go to the hospital as well to run exams to see if he also had ingested this chemical. The president has food testers, and they also test his food for chemicals. But whatever this chemical was, it was not the typical chemicals that they would test for, like cyanide, arsenic, and that type of thing. Whatever it was something that would slow act in the blood, and then later on when you would test, you would see it having accumulated in the blood. So that's what we're hearing right now, but there have been other attempts on the president's life as well. We hear the behind-the-scenes scoop that this Secret Service agent in Scotland was actually a food tester as well that suddenly dropped dead and had a stroke. Well, apparently, the Secret Service agent was very physically fit. He was someone who, you know, took very good care of themselves and just randomly drops dead in Scotland when we know how much the UK and the people in power there, the government, the royal family there, hated Trump. So, of course, there's going to be attempts on President Trump's life. We've seen attempt after attempt after attempt to remove him, to have a coup, to remove him from his office. So why would they not try to go about poisoning him, even if it's a slow-acting poison, to get rid of him because they know they have nothing in 2020? The president is very healthy. He's got stamina. He can hold these massive rallies where tens of thousands of Americans turn out, and he can do these rallies time after time after time, days in a row. And they
and we know he's completely surrounded by CIA operatives in deep state that said they would faithfully execute their jobs and have traitorously, like Benedict Arnold, not done that. Let's talk about more about what your sources and my sources have said about how the president is completely surrounded inside the White House. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I spend a lot of time reminding the Infowars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern ball reveres. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life, and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And these are incredibly dangerous, strange times. 2+ years ago, I didn't want to say that General McMaster and Fiona Hill were Soros operatives. You can look it up and see they were. I didn't want to have Mike Cernovich on and expose that Eric Ciaramella was CIA trying to overthrow the president. Now it's all confirmed. But those are real reporters. I mean, Mike Cernovich really got me secret Google documents of their plan to deplatform me. 6 months before it happened, paying firms millions of dollars to go out and post fake news in my name so they'd have the excuse to do it. That was all true. And I'm not trying to write myself into this story. I'm trying to explain to you that we really break real news. That's why they want us off the air. Everybody else knows about all this in the media. They're just scared to report it. I'm just dumb enough, I guess the establishment thinks, to stand up against them. No, I'm not dumb enough to keep going along with corruption like everybody else does. And I want everybody to pull back and look at the place we're at. Fake impeachments. Fake Russiagate. All these innocent people sent to prison, none of it for connection to Russians. Massive censorship now against tens of millions of nationalist Christians and conservatives. Neocons moving in again and calling for censorship of Trump's original base ahead of them making a move on him. And now you've got the Attorney General Barr giving a speech in D.C. Friday. Stories up on Infowars.com saying that the left is trying to overthrow the executive and the election. Well, yes, and that's a coup, and that's illegal. And so Trump and the Justice Department's inaction is what has emboldened them to exponentially ratchet things up. The growth curve started slow, and now it's going straight up. The attempts to steal the election, the attempts to not let the delegates seat themselves for the inauguration. The illegal investigations, congressional hearings saying I'm a Russian agent, the CIA taking its gloves off and trying to crush InfoWars, and all the dirty tricks they ran, and the New York Times and BuzzFeed encamped in Austin trying to pay people money to lie about me. That's just what I've experienced. And then we learn from InfoWars 2.5 years ago that all these people in the White House are keeping InfoWars from the president. They're keeping information from the president. They're trying to suppress the president. They're trying to remove the president. They're trying to undermine the president. And here we are, 3+ years out, 350 days from the election. And I care about the president. I'm glad it's not Hillary in there. And I hope they don't kill him. I hope they don't assassinate him. Because if they do, all hell's going to break loose even worse. And this country's going to be totally destabilized. But if they are able to poison him and just say he died of natural causes or had a stroke or was incapacitated, then they can just make it a big conspiracy theory, and then it just kind of fades out, just like Jeffrey Epstein. But I would caution the establishment not to do this. It's insane, it's dangerous, it's out of control, all because somebody got elected who wants to be president and who actually cares about the nation. I'm going to go back to Millie Weaver here in a moment with her breaking news and information, but if you just joined us, these stories need to go viral from InfoWars.com. And we're adding updated information to them as we speak, and the live feed of the show is there. White House source: Trump made unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. We've added the word intentional. Food tester was first rushed to the hospital, and doctors believe there was exposure to time-delayed poison. Mike Adams has done an excellent job writing a report about it as well that we have linked in the article as well. But since I mentioned this, let's go ahead and play a clip of the Attorney General talking about the mutiny, the coup by rogue elements of the government against an entire branch of the government. If you tried to go in and you worked in a federal court, and you tried to throw documents away from the judge and throw signed orders away, you'd be arrested for fraud, racketeering, criminal activity. But they admit what we told you 2 years ago, that they get his executive orders and throw them away and hide things from him and to save us, they say, because they're really the deep state. Thank God for the deep state, as Brennan was at an event saying 2 weeks ago. The intelligence community is going to take this guy out, former CIA Director McLaughlin said right next to him. That's illegal. So, of course, he's under siege. Of course, he's having to have his food chemically and electronically and then biologically tested by a human. And boy, that is a dangerous job, let me tell you. He is surrounded by criminals. And they believe they're going to win. And they've tried over and over again, like degenerate gamblers, and they keep doubling down, hoping they're finally going to get him. And then Trump and the Justice Department don't move against him, which makes them, I don't even use the word incompetent, but they're aiding and abetting in their own destruction by lack of action. But it's because Trump is surrounded by a pack of social climbing cowards. This country is in a deep crisis. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, of course they're trying to poison him. Of course they're trying to drug him. We'll get to that with Millie in a moment, but here is the Attorney General on Friday.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration.
Hit pause. Back that up. Start it over at the beginning. We'll come back to Millie next time. She'll be with us in the next hour. We'll open the phones up. She'll just co-host with me. Investigative journalist. She's awesome. I just can't help but admire her and the rest of the crew. Just look at these folks here. The fact that we're here doing this. Did you hear him? They've used every tool to sabotage the executive branch. Violence, threats, impeachment, fake reports, disinfo, economic sabotage. And then what else? Poisoning. Every tool is every tool. You just heard the Attorney General confirm every tool. He's very careful about what he says in these words. Start over from the beginning. Listen to this. He calls not liberals, but leftist. That's a big difference. Here it is.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
And what did Louis Gohmert say a few weeks ago? He said, we're moving into a shooting war. They're starting it. They already tried to kill 18 members of the conservative caucus. Thank God security took the guy out. Only Scalise and one security person got shot other than the scumbag. Then they broke Rand Paul's ribs, and they went to Mitch McConnell's house and said, we're going to kill you. And Twitter agreed with it and blocked Mitch McConnell's complaint. Then they ran Tucker Carlson out of D.C., coming and knocking his door down and a bunch of other stuff that went on that I'm not going to get into because it's private. But believe me, folks, they have been assessing targets, preparing for violence, dreaming of what they'll do. They've got their operatives in the White House. Can you imagine what it's like to be the president? God bless him. But I'm just mad at the whole situation. We're going to come back to Millie on more of what they have been getting into his food, not on the poisoning side, but on the drugging side. Her sources say, oh, yeah, we're going to give you exclusive info from her sources. I've got my sources that are saying the exact same thing before I talk to her. And we'll show you clips of us 2 years ago laying all this out first. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please share these articles and the live links to the show. History's happening now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's the global exclusive at Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Mike Adams also worked with us, put out another great article at NaturalNews.com. White House sources said the president went to the hospital for a, quote, battery of tests, as they're admitting, because someone who was the food tester got very, very sick. And I know Millie has sources, and I'm just going to leave it at that, because they obviously try to always hunt those down and stop those. It's been a big national story, you've noticed, the last 3-plus years. But I have other sources as well. I'll just leave it at that. But I had to talk to some of those sources through lawyers and through other people. But I can tell you the president is concerned about being poisoned. It's been in the news that he has food testers. It's been in the news he doesn't trust the food and goes and gets fast food. Roger Stone broke that here in a whole hour-long interview. So it's 45 minutes long. It's being reposted to Infowars.com because that was pre-ban. So we only had archives of the full show archive, not all the clips, but we're getting that. It's going to be posted next hour in the articles from Mike Adams and Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. So you get the backstory on this. We'll go back to Millie Weaver here in a moment. Please remember, we're only here because of you, and the products that we sell fund our operation, and our products are just as amazing as the information that we break down. Let me show TV viewers just briefly here some of the articles that if I have time later I'm going to get into that I've meant to cover Friday and Sunday, but that I haven't gotten to. Major report out of major university, well, actually three major universities, about how probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. I could spend an entire hour on this. The globalists are targeting the gut to make it a factory of disease. We've harped on that forever. Now it's in a bunch of big studies. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. In gut fusion, particular types of plant berry fiber. Everything they mention in this, in these studies, in this article, just so happens to be in gut fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of it quick. Won't have more for probably 4 months in the next year. This is one of those things that has a lot of lag time. Gut fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Maybe there's some out there for $70, you know, that are just as good. This is, what, $24. Gut fusion. It's amazing. And then DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10. If you don't know what that does for you, go research it. It's amazing. The CoQ10 for the heart vascular system, the PQQ for the brain, it regrows mitochondria in the cells, regrows nerves, has been known to reverse neurological problems. I mean, it's the closest to the fountain of youth. All the rage now, we've had DNA Force now for 5 years. It's all the rage now. It was already huge in Japan when we brought this to you. PQQ, CoQ10, of the good types you actually absorb. Very strong formula. InfoWarsStore.com. You and your family really deserve this. All right, Millie Weaver, going back to you. We're in this climate of civil war, of insanity, of them trying to remove him. This is the logical extension. We know he gets food from outside. He doesn't trust what's being done. We know he's surrounded by enemies. And now you're giving us this incredible info. I'm getting it from separate people in the White House that are still there. There's still a lot of good folks there. And they say, yes, Alex, it's well known. Yes, but we don't want to scare people. Well, then why are you telling us? Well, we want your audience to know. Because we understand that they're dialed in and understand what's happening, but that's how much pressure the president's under. Give us the data dump. I know you have a lot more, but there's certain things you can't say because it'll give away the sources. What happened at the hospital, at the medical facility, but just run through everything you know from your sources, Millie. And then the big enchilada, this is the attempt to actually poison him, knock him out, or kill him before it is covert drugging that he's been dodging most of the time.
Well, first of all, I want to start out by saying, notice the media right now, they're using the story that Trump unannounced and unexpectedly went to the hospital to try to stir up talk and concerns about the president's health, because they know that that could hurt him throughout the campaigning season. We all know that presidential health is a big issue, and people will decide to not vote for someone if they think that their health is unfit. So that's interesting in itself right there, but I find it interesting that they said, okay, it's part one of a physical health examination. That's why the president went to the hospital. Who does a physical in two parts? That doesn't happen. People don't do that. And first of all, it's an annual physical. He already has had a physical 9 months ago.
Obviously, so he was rushed to the hospital Saturday. Yes. It didn't break till Sunday. Now they've tried to cover it up, other than saying, oh, it shows 25th Amendment. You told me a lot of stuff. A lot of it I was told by the other source. But yes. Run through all the stuff you broke down.
Okay, so apparently this was some kind of a chemical, a slow-acting chemical that isn't immediately detected in the blood and can't immediately be tested with the test that they had been using. And the big significance here is that they're going to have to up the ante on the tests that they run on his food before he eats it. So that's a big deal right there. The main thing is that the person who tested the food, they didn't notice the reactions, obviously, until a little bit later. And then that's when they went to the hospital. And apparently the diagnosis was said that something along the lines of ingestion-related illness, and that's what prompted the president to then go down there as well. And I believe that they're probably, this is my guess of it, if this is a, they're saying routine examination, that they're probably doing a blood workup on the president to make sure that whatever they found in the tester, they also try to see if that's what's in the president, if they need to try to detox that or what they need to do about that. But the president is in danger. Could you imagine waking up, Alex, every morning and looking at the glass of water by the side of your bed and wondering, is it safe to drink that? Am I going to die? Is that going
to
be?
Well, that's what happens to kings, queens, emperors. I mean, this is well known in history. Again, they couldn't get Alexander the Great in combat, so they ended up poisoning him, and then he was paralyzed. So, I mean, this is known. This is how the cowards do it. And they've said they want to kill him, and they've said they want 25th Amendment. And so, obviously, that's how they're going to do it, so he doesn't turn into a martyr, Millie.
There have been multiple attempts on the president, and you don't hear about them. Like I said, there was an instance with a plane flight. I mean, I'm not going to get into that right now. There is this instance with this this other Secret Service agent in Scotland that just dropped dead. Apparently, he was a food tester as well. He dropped dead of a stroke. The guy was healthy. He was like a juggernaut, like one of those big, physically fit Secret Service agents. We all know that the Secret Service agents are typically in good physical shape. He just drops dead. There's a lot of interesting things that happen around the president, and I'm actually surprised that they keep on going with cover stories instead of just coming out and saying it. But my guess is that they wouldn't want to, you know, alarm the public, first of all. But second of all, we know how the mainstream media likes to spin things. They'll say, oh, well, how do we know the president's just not trying to hide bad health? Oh, so look, the president's saying he has health problems. They'll spin it in any way they can to hurt the president. So
let's run through some of these articles. Business Insider, some of Trump's top most advisors have reportedly discussed invoking 25th Amendment, which lets 14 people remove a sitting president from office. Here's how it works. MSNBC's Vance to remove Trump, remedy 25th Amendment, then install Hillary. Secret Service revealed White House chef is presidential taster. Again, that's from 2 years ago. Yes, Obama has a food taster. So did Ronald Reagan, Business Insider, InfoWars.com. White House source, Trump made unexpected hospital visit to test for intentional poisoning. We've added that to the headline. Trump's hospital visit still a mystery. That's mainstream news saying all of that. Secret Service agent dies after suffering stroke on the job in Scotland with the president. This is the Natural News article. President Trump makes unscheduled stop at military hospital, undergo battery of tests, possible deliberate poisoning of food with time-delayed chemical agent, food tester gravely ill, White House connected source. That's from InfoWars. London Guardian, Donald Trump eats McDonald's for fear of being poisoned. Secret Service agent traveled with Trump. And, of course, they say, oh, look, he's crazy. He thinks someone's going to try to poison him. They all say they want to kill him. They all say he's Hitler, but he's crazy if he's confirmed, because nobody would want to poison a president. This is amazing, Millie. Now let's talk about...
You got to be a brave person to volunteer to be put as the president's food taster. Let's just say that with how much the hate out there is for the president, that's insane. And speaking of food poisoning, I will say this. I got a little bout of food poisoning over the weekend, and I took the Floralife, the probiotic that's sold at InfoWarsStore.com, and it literally zapped my gut, and I just felt better immediately after taking it. So I suggest you guys get that if you haven't. The Floralife at InfoWarsStore.com, a amazing supplement.
Millie, you're awesome.
Help ward off food poisoning.
Well, there are the studies out on what these products do, especially Gut Fusion and Floralife. That is how we fund an operation. But seriously, folks, you should take care of yourself and your family. We'll be right back with the second hour. Millie Weaver's going to ride shotgun some. Then Mike Adams is coming on. Then your phone calls. I had three guests on. I've canceled them. So we can take your calls.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.